While the holiday season is certainly a time for celebration, it also brings challenges with it. And I don't mean deciding on Dr. Ram or how to prevent Trump talk from exploding into some sort of family feud. I mean caring for a loved one who's afflicted with an illness and doing all you can to make sure they also enjoy this time of year as best as possible. For people with Alzheimer's, this is also a season that could be a reminder of something else that's slipping away from them. That doesn't have to be, though. Here to discuss this is the CEO of Alzheimer's New Jersey, Ken Zients. Thanks for being here today, Ken.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me back.
And learn more about the work of Alzheimer's New Jersey, and in addition, their services and what we were talking about here, as well as how one can be incorporated into the other, ALZNJ.org. I used the phrase in the intro, Ken, about how even the Alzheimer's patient could be aware that this is something else that will be slipping away from them, because Alzheimer's is a progressive disease, which, you know, maybe that's why it's a progressive disease is more cruel than one that just brings about a fast track to the end, because I guess it's more distressing and more of a heavy load just to know little by little more and more is going to go away.
Sure. It is really difficult, and we certainly don't, I mean, every disease is horrible, I mean, in its own way, but a disease like Alzheimer's where the person is physically healthy for many, many years until the later stages of the disease, but the cognitive deficits that happen over time, which, you know, gradually change the relationship that someone has with their family, is really devastating. And oftentimes, caregivers say that they experience two losses. They initially experience the loss of the person as a personality, as a loved one, because they change, and the connections that you share change. And then, unfortunately, eventually they experience a second loss, which is the person with the disease passing away, because Alzheimer's disease is the seventh leading cause of death in New Jersey and across the country.
How many people in New Jersey are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and how fast is that number growing?
Well, if you look at the statistics, we know that about 10% of people over the age of 65 have Alzheimer's disease, and New Jersey's over 65 population is continuing to grow. Right now, the percentage of people in New Jersey over 65 is slightly higher than the percentage nationally. So we estimate that there are about 180,000 people in New Jersey who have Alzheimer's disease conservatively, and if you add in the fact that it takes more than one caregiver to really provide care for the person with the disease, we're talking about 600,000 people, you know, impacted as either the person with the disease or a family caregiver. So that's a huge number.
And that's indeed a heavy load. Now, for the person listening right now, because what we're going to get into, there might not be the connection of this doesn't really involve you, but let me ask you to just think about this for a second. Imagine if this year, this is going to be the last Christmas that you could be readily involved with, or maybe imagine if this was going to be your last Christmas that you'd ever be aware of. How would that make you feel? Yeah, it's a heavy situation, but
sure.
then the debate comes, do you surrender to what appears to be the inevitable, or do you look for ways to extend the point from now to that inevitable? And that's something you bring up a lot of points for that latter idea, Ken.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that, we all know that the holidays are a stressful time for everybody, and especially these next couple of weeks. But it's even more stressful if you're a caregiver for someone with Alzheimer's disease. But it doesn't mean that you can't enjoy the holidays. I think the message is from Alzheimer's New Jersey as an organization is that, you know, you can still have a loving emotional relationship with the person with Alzheimer's even, through the holiday season. But the person with Alzheimer's disease has a disease. It's a neurological disease that is continuing to progress. So the person with the disease they can't really change. So the caregiver and the rest of the family, those are the people that really need to make changes and adjustments. So you really have to look at your expectations for the holidays, your traditions, and think about, you know, what can you do differently? So, you know, it may be that if you're, you know, if you're the one who has everybody over for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day and you have the big family celebration, you might not be able to do that this year. Maybe you need to break it into smaller pieces, or maybe you need to, you know, to have someone, you know, care for your loved one, you know, in another room in the house, and people can go in and visit a little bit at a time. Or instead of going to, you know, out to dinner at the busiest time of the day, maybe you have to call the restaurant and make arrangements, and you go out to dinner at a quieter time of the day, you know, not at the busy time. Or, you know, religious services can still be extremely, I think, valuable and moving for the person with Alzheimer's, because we just don't know what hymns and songs and traditions will continue to spark memories. But maybe they can't go to, you know, to Mass on Christmas Eve because there's too many people and it's too overstimulating. But maybe maybe if it's Christmas, the priest can come to your house and visit. And so those are just sort of examples of things that, you know, that families can do to adjust their traditions so that the person with the disease still enjoys the holidays, can still interact with family, and honestly feel less stressed, I think, as a caregiver. If you continue to try to do things the way you've always done them in the face of this disease, I think it's going to bring on even more stress. So maybe it's a matter of, you know, having a family meeting ahead of time and saying, okay, this is what Dad's abilities are right now, and so here's how we're all going to adjust ourselves to have a wonderful holiday with Dad, but maybe not the same way that we had it before.
Talking with Ken Zanes, who is the CEO of Alzheimer's New Jersey. ALZNJ.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. That conversation idea, too, is important because a lot of cases, some family members have not seen the patient for a year, and over the span of that time, a lot could have changed with that person.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, if the adult children are living out of state, they may not have seen, maybe they haven't seen Dad since 4th of July, or maybe you're right, maybe they haven't, they've talked to him on the phone, but maybe they haven't seen them since last Christmas, or so you're right. Sometimes the extended family, you know, even like I said, adult children who live out of state, they need to understand what they're going to encounter when they come home, and I think it's best done ahead of time if that's possible. Have a conference call, that works too.
Another idea too, you mentioned about religious services and going to less crowded times. A lot of churches, even small local rural churches, stream via their own individual websites. If you hook your laptop to your big screen TV, guess what you have? You have a large screen viewing of a live service that everyone could be a part of, even albeit remotely.
Well, sure, because, you know, there are so many instances where, you know, the person with Alzheimer's disease is maybe at the stage where they're not communicative, but a familiar song sparks a memory and they start singing, or a familiar smell. So, you know, in religious observation, regardless of whether what your background is, the songs, the symbols, the sights, the smells, they can all spark memories. So those things can still be important to the person for whom it was important before, but you maybe just have to find a different way to do it.
You want to go with smells and food. A lot of restaurants now offer delivery services through the various apps that we can all download the day before. You get if the Alzheimer's person has a favorite food, or, again, that favorite taste or smell, You get the restaurant, their favorite restaurant, to deliver the food and make that, incorporate that into a meal. You get that sense of comfort again with the person.
Right. Right, sure. That's another great example.
Alzheimer's New Jersey does have a helpline, too, for this and other ideas, questions, if you need assistance, if this is something that has just recently invaded your family and your life. It's 888-280-6055, 888-280-6055. They have care consultations, wellness programs, very important family support groups, because how important is it, Ken, for not just the Alzheimer's patient, but also the family to realize they're not in this alone? I mean, the human nature is when something like this falls on us, we put ourselves on that island and think we are, but the truth is it's the exact opposite.
Right. I you're absolutely right. And, you know, that's kind of our message all the time, is that while, unfortunately, you know, as of today, we don't have a way to cure the disease, we can't slow it down, but that doesn't mean that there aren't services out there that caregivers can take advantage of. And so you really do need to educate yourself to what is available, and caregivers especially need to understand, I think, that they have to take care of themselves as well. So part of involvement in a support group is getting some stress relief, in the sense of meeting other people who are going through the same thing, you know, making connections with other people, because the disease can be very isolating, not only at the holiday time, but throughout the year. I mean, if your total focus is dedication and commitment to caring for a loved one with this disease, that can isolate you from your friends, you know, from the other members of your family. So it's just so important to get a break for yourselves, or what we call respite as the caregiver, as well as connect with other people, you know, have some time to socialize. You know, socialization is just so important. And so, you know, if that can't happen with your friends, not because they don't care, but sometimes people who aren't going through the same thing don't understand it to the level you do, then, you know, then join one of our support groups. You know, at least go to one meeting and see, you know, see if it's the right thing for you, and meet some other people who are going through the same thing that you can connect with. I mean, we have support groups that meet once a month, and after the meeting, they go out to lunch, because it's become a social network as well as a, you know, a network of support.
I just want to close by saying, along with the ideas of information and conversation with family and friends, simplifying things, don't force issues, and try to keep things in a comfort zone for the Alzheimer's patient as much as possible. Always remember, too, to take time for yourself, because it's your strength that's going to give strength to the person who's dealing with Alzheimer's disease. Again, the helpline for Alzheimer's New Jersey, 888-280-6055, 888-280-6055. Their website, alznj.org. We've been talking with the CEO of Alzheimer's New Jersey, Ken Zients. Ken, as always, thanks for the information and for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me, and happy holidays to you and your listeners.